even then, they didn't know until about 10 o'clock Eastern time last night, because Purdue and Loeffler were still winning. Narrowly, but they were still winning. They didn't know how many votes they needed to dump. How many? Because they'd already dumped a couple hundred thousand, okay? There's no way the state of Georgia, the red state of Georgia, and I'll prove that to you in just a moment here. There's no way the completely red state of Georgia is going purple. It's not Virginia. This is an entire criminal act here that has now come full circle. But the presidency, and now the United States Senate here, there's no way that state went from where it was to, suddenly we love socialism and we love killing babies. Both of those candidates campaigned on baby murder. They both admitted that they were pro-choice all the way up until whenever it is the Congress or whoever says babies can be killed in the womb or outside the womb. Both of them to a man. Now, I'm going to prove to you that there's no way those two clowns got elected by the same people that a mere 2 years ago, not even 2 years ago, this is May. Here's a headline. You can see that? May 2019. This is Jennifer Rubin. Yeah, I know I can't stand her either. At the Washington Compost. Here's the title. Abortion extremists make fool of Kavanaugh defenders. This column is written about Georgia's anti-abortion law. And what a bunch of pro-life abortion extremists, the Georgia legislature, the Georgia Senate, and the Georgia governor, and the people of Georgia that elected them, of how evil they were to deny women their reproductive health rights and services. Remember all the TV shows and all the movies are going to leave Georgia? No production in it. Alyssa Milano still out there shaking her fist. Georgia, if you don't change, we're not going to make any more movies here. This was a year ago. This was a freaking year ago. The state of Georgia became one of the most pro-life states in the world. And a mere 18 months later, it's electing not one, but two, but three, up to the moment of birth, baby, abortion, advocates, Biden, Warnock, and Ossoff? Who believes that? Who that lives in Georgia believes that? This is an outrage. It's a theft. It's a crime. And the good people of Georgia, look, your legislature and your executive branch completely failed you. Back in the days of the Crusader Knights in Christendom, there'd be a coup. Brian Kemp's going down today. People are going to march on the Capitol, and they're not going to ask questions. They're going to start dragging people out into the streets for what has been done here. Anyone with a pair of eyeballs and a brain to decode English text that has been following these events, and it didn't just start on November the 3rd. They had to plan this. We all knew. But President Trump has been warning about this. Warning about this. So I only bring the Jennifer Rubin article up. I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to share it with you. I gave you the headline. I only bring it up because she says Georgia pro, no, anti, this is a quote now, Georgia's anti-abortion extremism. That means the state. Of course, she's talking about the people in the state. They all changed their minds? They all went, we didn't mean any of that. Yeah, we really want the Walking Dead to come back to Georgia. What an awesome plan the Democrats have actually executed here, folks. Here's the stats as we have them now. Look, they didn't even try. The Stacey Abrams Democrat crime family, they didn't even try to hide the finding of the ballots this time. They didn't even attempt. They just did it. They went, oh, we're going to close. Here, I'll read it to you. As of 2:20, this is from the Epoch Times. Warnock declares victory in Georgia's Senate runoff race, second race undetermined. As of 2:20 a.m. local time, with 98% of precincts reporting, Warnock was ahead by more than 46,500 votes over Loeffler. Or 50.4% to 49.6%. Loeffler is yet to concede the race as of early Wednesday. Meanwhile, we have 98% reporting. John Ossoff was leading in a tight race against David Perdue by more than 9,500 votes, or 50.1% to 49.9%. The close margin means the winner may not be clear until later today. Senate runoff elections were necessary because okay, we don't want to hear any of that. Warnock, a pastor at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Hotlanta, appeared to claim victory in a live stream video in the early hours of Wednesday. And then, look, I don't want to mess with any of that. Here we go. This is what I want to get to. Republicans need just to win one race to claim the majority and control of the Senate. Okay, that's what's at stake here. And now listen to this. Hey, do you think we can do it again? In the same counties we did it in last time, in the same precincts? Oh, that's too obvious. Just move it to another precinct. Hey, yeah, yeah, and move it to another outbound county. Don't put it in that county. Okay, we got it. In Georgia's Chatham County, a blue county, ballot workers were sent home Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. And are expected to resume their work this morning to count some 3,000 to 4,000 absentee ballots that came in on Tuesday. You got 3,000, which is it, 3,000 or 4,000? You got 3,000 to 4,000 absentee ballots on Tuesday. It just happened to show up on Tuesday. As President Trump was tweeting last night, ballots were falling out of suitcases like manna from heaven last night. Oh, we found 9,000 more in Fulton County. No way. Nobody's ever going to believe that. Yeah, they are. And are reportedly still with the registrar's office on Tuesday night. Chatham County's Board of Elections Chairman Tom Mahoney told the news outlet WSB, I guess, that it is not the only county to continue ballot processing on the following day. That's not what Georgia law says. You're supposed to count it all on election day. Again, state of Louisiana did it, November the 3rd. Ohio did it. Florida did it. Texas did it. All these other states are able to tabulate and count all of these votes, including absentee ballots. Maybe there were some military overseas ballots that they had to tabulate the next day, or they waited to see if the mail would bring in on that day, or they hadn't opened them up yet. Okay, that's conceivable. That could happen. But we get election results the day of. Not in Georgia, not in Pennsylvania, not ever again in Michigan or Wisconsin, not ever again in Arizona, not ever again in any of those states. The table's going to be wiped clean, and depending on what happens this afternoon and then what may happen going forward with the previous election, folks, the cult of death, the Democrat Party, have run the tables on planet Earth. They haven't just run the table here. They've run the tables on Earth. I anticipate that those statewide results are going to be very close, Mahoney said. So if we're talking about 3,000 to 4,000 votes in Chatham County, I am afraid that's going to be significant in the state race. And I'm not sure that we're not going to be the only county that's going to be counting a few thousand more votes tomorrow morning. You don't say. I'm not sure we're not going to be the only county that's going to be counting a few thousand more votes today. That's Wednesday today. Where are you going to get them from? Yeah, where are you going to get them? Don't worry. The Georgia, the great miraculous Georgia monolith suitcases will magically appear. And these beautiful, previously pristine, undefiled, no barcode ballots will just magically appear on counters' tables. Oh, gee, where'd those come from? Now, did you see the news yesterday on Twitter? One mistake and we'll kill you. Twitter. Kyle Becker was reporting, and I think we might have known this sometime in November, but I don't remember it being a big deal, and I don't remember talking about it, so it couldn't have been that big of a deal. But Kyle Becker on Twitter yesterday was reported that Gabriel Sterling, Igor, let me get my, yes, master, you want me to change the votes in what county, master? Oh, yes, let's hear them, county, master. The machines are all in place, master. I call him Igor because he's the evil henchman for Brad Rasputin Raffensperger. It was revealed yesterday by Kyle Becker that Gabriel Sterling used to work for the state of Georgia. Therefore, that would make him a, follow me now, quote, state-official, close quote. That means he works for the state, speaks for the state, could speak for the Secretary of State's Department, etc., and in an official capacity. Come to find out, Gabriel Sterling does not work for the state of Georgia anymore.
Igor does not work for the state of Georgia anymore. Oh, yes, master. What is it that you need from me, my master?
He works as a PR person for Raffensperger and for the Secretary of State's office. That's a big difference. In other words, he's a paid publicist. Translation? He's a liar. He does what publicists do. They go out and deflect attention from what has actually happened and from damage that may come to their client, and then they project to the world or to the media what it is, the image that they need to project. And all the while, the new Tenochtitlan Times, CNN, MSNBC, Washington Compost have all been calling him Georgia state official Gabriel Sterling, Igor, as I call him. He's not a state official. How is this even defensible now? Raffensperger has been trotting that creep out since November the 5th or 6th. As the official representative of the Secretary of State's office and ostensibly an employee, a government employee. Private contractor. By the by, he ditched that crap job that paid whatever with the state to take on this new role that pays hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. Gabriel Sterling, the state's voting implementation systems manager. Sounds official, doesn't it? Sent in a statement on Twitter. Chatham County didn't just stop. They completed the counting of everything they have in. That includes Election Day advance and all the absentee ballots they had in. The last left will be the absentee by mail that came in today. DeKalb County, more than 19,000 ballots must be manually scanned in order to be tabulated and added to total vote count due to technical issues. Yesterday, you may have heard, in a couple of Republican-leaning precincts, all of a sudden, the Dominion and Smartmatic vote machines went whoop, kaplooey.